Oh, Pierce. All right, we got a gift in the mail from Shane, it looks like. And we got Shane on the phone, so we're going to open up, looks like a bag of... Need a drum roll.
Oh.
What do we got?
Some dumb shit that I'm never going to wear.
Oh, I like it. Some Arizona State swag.
Oh, man.
Wow, just rubbing it in that he gets the nice weather. And
you think you're hilarious, don't
you, Shane?
Hey, Fear the Fork.
Hey,
Fear
yeah,
the Fork, okay. Is that their deal?
Fear the Fork.
I'm not even going to lie, though. This is a pretty nice tank top. I'll probably wear this tomorrow.
That's awesome.
It's funny.
I appreciate the Arizona
gear. It's funny because I have a t-shirt. So, Tyler, yours is a little... I'll get you something else, too.
Huh?
So, what? Why?
What?
I said what? Why?
We'll see. It's a good t-shirt, but it's not a great t-shirt. So
left the price tags on.
I had a Arizona Rude. State wrestling t-shirt picked out for Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked by the tank tops, and I'm like, nope. So I put the fucking wrestling t-shirt back, and I got you a tank top.
Yeah, that's awesome. Is a pretty sweet t-shirt, dude. I'm not even or a tank top. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. Even though it comes from a really rude place.
Yeah.
No, but it's all with love.
Oh, okay. Because you love the weather.
This is because one, I moved to Arizona.
And golfing.
And two, because I missed that podcast when I would go see my brother.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate it. No, yeah. That's awesome. So have you been out golfing here in the last couple of days at all?
I went to Top Golf.
Dude, how fun is that?
Nice.
So I didn't post anything on social media because Jordan said the last time I was at Top Golf that I was having too much fun.
We would think about going to Top Golf, but it's sleeting and ice storms for the last couple weeks here. So
that's what I've heard. And yeah, so tonight's more of the same.
Yep, that's the truth. So.
I woke up the other day and it was 39 degrees here. And
did you about cry?
I had to turn on my steering wheel. Like, I'm not used to that. It's too cold.
Well, but what was it in like at noon?
60.
Yeah. That's how the desert works, my friend.
Right. Welcome into the gym closet, guys. Welcome, guys, into another episode of the Gym Closet. I'm here, as usual, with @Jordan.Hildreth. What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Also joined, special guest today in the studio is @PerfectlyPierce. That's sad that my son has one.
Yeah.
go ahead and follow him. if you want to join the like 17,000 people that follow him.
Well, frankly, he's hands down the most interesting person in this room right now. Oh yeah,
no doubt, by far. Just chomping on Cheetos down there, and just have no idea what he's looking at right now. And also, we got joining over FaceTime here this time. We got @ShaneSagabarth. What's up, buddy?
Just living the dream. I'm kind of pissed off that I got introduced last, though, this time. I'm usually first.
Nope. I got to do on location first now.
Things have changed, Shane.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yep.
I'm no longer the favorite.
Yep. When you get to be a couple thousand miles away, it starts traveling. You just start...
I get it.
You start backing up in the line. That's all right, though. Oh, yeah, Pierce? What do you got going on this week, Shane? Anything fun?
Not really. So I went to a University of Iowa alumni event yesterday.
Nice.
Oh, yeah?
And they asked me to be like an ambassador for the Phoenix Club. So I 18 of those people were probably 60 plus.
That's awesome.
60 years old. so they need some younger people.
Pierce agrees. So. Oh my goodness!
Oh, no.
Pierce agrees.
Oh.
She's like, there's a ghost talking in here somewhere.
Right.
All
right.
Now you can sit up here and join us. So you might be hearing some of Pierce here as well. We'll edit that one out, but. Well, that's awesome. Jordan, what's your week look like here?
Nothing much, dude. Trying to take it a little easy this weekend.
Did you go hard last weekend?
I did go a little hard last weekend. I went to the Iowa-Iowa State duel, watched the Hawkeyes kick the shit out of the Cyclones, so that was a lot of fun.
Shane, are you an Iowa or Iowa State guy?
Iowa.
Iowa, right?
I went to Iowa.
Okay.
So he says. He's just a fan.
Just a casual fan? I'm a fan of neither of them.
Yeah.
Is Nebraska relevant in wrestling this year?
No.
Every once in a while they are, aren't they?
They are, yeah. They'll pop out a couple champs.
Well, today we have an awesome question from one of our listeners, Che, here. He's an athlete at Crave Gym. He asked about nutrition timing, and we answered it a little bit on last week's, but I wanted to kind of dive into a little bit more nutrition timing. I think that's a great topic to do an entire podcast on. But the first thing I wanted to do is kind of talk about what our nutrition timing looks like when it's just not actually thinking about it. So Shane, I go to you with, what is your nutrition timing looks like if it's not something you're concentrating on?
Can you explain nutrition timing?
Meal frequency
for listeners.
Yeah. So basically nutrition timing is going to be when you get your macros in. So basically when do you eat your meals, and talks a little bit about when compared to your workout you get your meals, or if you're fasting and only eating, kind of the number of meals is a topic in this that's relevant to this as well. So Shane, first question, how many meals a day do you normally eat?
I just usually go the three, so and honestly sometimes it goes down to two depending on how much beer I'm gonna drink.
So you drink your dinner sometimes?
No, sometimes I eat breakfast, sometimes I don't. I mean, I try to get in, you know, my protein like we talked about a couple weeks ago. I think it's that's kind of an easy way to get that protein in with that Greek yogurt.
Oh yeah,
et cetera. But mainly I just have the 2-3 big meals more so than, you know, that 5 or 6.
Sure.
I've always had trouble kind of forcing myself to eat, if you will, you know, and I don't want to get to the point where, you know, I'm basically force feeding, especially since I'm not doing competitions and stuff like that.
Are you kind of a high metabolism guy?
Necessarily benefit me.
Are you kind of a high metabolism guy where if you are busy, can you go like all day without getting super hungry?
Yeah.
See, that's, you know, that's one thing that a little bit about metabolism, but with, you know, you can get used to that fasting, then that's another, you know, that's kind of another issue as well. But Jordan, what does your day look like when you get into your nutrition timing, and how many meals do you do?
Just three. I don't really go for any nutrition timing. The only thing I'm ever looking for, and this is about the extent of my knowledge on the subject really, is to have protein right after a workout. That's the only thing I aim to always do. Otherwise, I have a pretty regimented diet. I know what I'm going to eat in the morning. I know what I'm going to eat at lunch. And I know what I'm going to eat at dinner. That just makes things easier for me. I don't like to be counting my macros during the day. You know what I mean? I don't like to say, oh, I had a donut, so what am I going to eat later tonight? I like to know what I'm going to eat the day before, whenever I plan it, and then eat it whenever I can, but always time when I'm going to have my protein or a thing of protein, and that's right after workout.
Right after workout. So me personally, I kind of fall into just a habitual eating, but I almost created the habit. So I will eat a giant breakfast. Everybody knows how many eggs I eat every day. So I'll eat a giant breakfast full of protein. Then I usually do either a double, like two different or two Greek yogurts, or like Greek yogurts and string cheese for like a snack roughly 2 to 3 hours later. That's the one, if I'm going to forget one, that's the one I'll forget. If I don't bring it to work, or if I don't, you know, have it on me, that's the one that I skip. Then I'll have like usually a later lunch around one or two usually, and that's kind of my pre-workout meal. So I'll get a little bit more carbs in that one, and that's kind of my one of my bigger meals, I guess. And I guess I'm eating pretty big right now anyway, so that's another one of my meals that is pretty nutrition packed, and it's also kind of my pre-workout meal. And then post-workout is where I struggle the most. I always try to get a shake in or some protein, but as far as eating a meal, getting some carbs in post-workout, that's where I may not... I'll usually work out anywhere from 2:30 to 3, so I get done at 4:30, but I probably won't get home if I'm on at the gym. I probably won't get home until like 8 o'clock, so then I won't eat until 8 o'clock, 8:30 dinner time, and that's another bigger meal, depending if I, you know, hit my snacks or hit my post-workout nutrition or whatever the case may be. So that's going to be, you know, where the flexibility is key for me, because those meals need more protein, obviously, if I skipped out on my Greek yogurt in the morning or if I didn't get a protein shake or something after a workout. But that's kind of where my flexibility, if I'm a perfect day, I'll have, you know, those four meals and a protein shake, so call it maybe five. But Che's question basically reads, if I only eat one meal, am I missing out on my gains? And so the thing that we have to think about is, again, goal-oriented. So if your goal, depending on what your goal is, there's studies that'll show kind of optimal ways to do things, right? There's no perfect way to do things. There's only things that can optimize what you want to get out of your goal. So that means if I want to just lose fat, there's a lot of literature on this that most of it says that, you know, if you're only looking for body composition improvements, what you eat, if or how often you eat, if calories are equated, there's not much of a difference, right, Pierce? But that's not everybody's goal, right? So as a bodybuilder, my goal is to try to keep as much muscle as I can and on some point lose body fat. Some point I'm not as worried about body fat. But for me, the thing that you have to think about, if your goal is to either increase muscle, hypertrophy, gain muscle, or gain strength, so depending on any of those, you know, if one of those is your goal, now you have to worry about nutrition timing a little bit, but only kind of your protein intake, and your protein intake kind of per day broken down even more would be your leucine intake. So if you're eating animal protein and you're getting all of your protein from animal sources, which is Greek yogurt, is cheese, all that, all dairy and everything is, those are sources high in leucine. So if you're getting your protein allotment for your macros that are set, you're most likely going to hit your amount of leucine that you need. So there's not much to worry about in that. The worry that we have is if you are a vegetarian, your protein sources may lack some of that leucine that you need. And so that's when we need to make sure that we're starting to think about that. Yeah. So for me, maximizing my muscle gain, I have to worry about protein synthesis. And in order to optimize my protein synthesis, every couple of hours, you need to eat some protein. So that's going to keep you anabolic. That's going to keep you from being catabolic or being in a kind of a muscle burning state or maintenance state. And so that's when you have to kind of worry about, okay, every couple, 2-3 hours, minus night, I'm going to need to hit whatever grams of, however many grams are going to make up my macros for that day of protein. So that's going to be what's kind of optimal. So people will ask, you know, well, I want to do intermittent fasting, or to answer Che's question about, hey, does one meal optimize what I need to do? And to answer Che's question, Jordan's just harassing Shane with the phone. If Che wants to only worry about losing body fat, and he's not necessarily worried about muscle, he's not worried, and it's more convenient, or you're able to do it better doing one meal a day or two meals a day or whatever the case may be, less meal frequency, then that's going to be just fine as long as you're hitting the same macros that you'd be given. So that's the biggest thing, is macros have to be equated. Now, there's people that intermittent fast that just binge the hell out of, you know, one meal a day. And they think that since I'm only eating one meal a day, I'm going to be under eating and I'm going to be losing weight and I'm going to be able to control my body composition. That is so far from the truth, because a lot of times what happens when I see people doing a one meal a day or doing intermittent fasting where you have like 3 hours to get all of your macros in, not only do you get your macros in, but then you kind of stop tracking and you just overeat because you think, okay, there's no way I can get all of my macros. I'm just going to eat for 3 hours. And then now I have, you know, 21 hours of fasting. And so I've known people that have gained weight trying intermittent fasting. If you equate for calories and or for your macros, it doesn't matter if body comp is your only thing you're worried about. Now, knowing Che, I think he's probably going to be concerned with muscle as well and want to keep and gain as much muscle as possible. So I would definitely suggest trying to get multiple meals of protein in throughout the day in order to maximize protein synthesis throughout the day, and having those meals be good sources of leucine. So that's kind of the ultimate my final answer to that question. But again, there's so many different variables. If you're too busy to eat throughout the day and it's more convenient and you're able to stay consistent with one meal, then do that. If muscle, you know, optimization, or you're just living a normal life, do that, right? Because that's how you're going to stay consistent. Consistency is key. And if you can't do the diet, if adherence on a nutrition, any nutrition, if you can't do it, it's not going to work. So, you know, if you can't eat every 2 hours, then don't eat every 2 hours. But if you're a bodybuilder wanting to optimize everything that you do with food, with lifting, with everything, that's when you have to worry about getting that protein synthesis maximized and doing it throughout the day, getting enough macros. So, Che, thanks a lot for reviewing and getting that answer in. We really appreciate you. And anybody else that has any questions, any topics that you'd like to hear about, go ahead and review, rate, and subscribe. And if you review, we will answer any questions that are on review, as well as if you're commenting on any of our social media, go ahead and do that, and we will jump in and answer those questions as well. You guys want to get into some segments or what?
Let's do it.
Any questions on any of that, first off, after my rant and tangent?
No.
No? Okay, cool. Shane, any questions on any of that stuff
that I missed out on? You did great, bud.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just trying to get that question answered for one of our faithful followers, and I appreciate it, Che. So today we're going to go into some segments. Let's start, Shane, since you were kind of butthurt that we didn't start with you in intros. Let's start. Oh, I know he was, wasn't he? Yeah. So let's start with you. Start with you for your segments. What segment you want to start with?
I want to start with, since we were talking about eating, let's play old playa. Play tweets.
Old playa. Playa tweets. And I got the soundboard app, just to let you know, but we need to record the intro to old playa, playa tweets, whatever we want to do, and any other segment intros. And that's going to be one of them. Ooh. So
Pierce is pumped for this one.
Pierce is pumped. So we're going to edit in the old playa, playa tweets, and let's hear it.
All right. Okay. Antonio Brown, this is kind of, I'm kind of running low on something, so
you better start doing your research.
I need them to. I know this is my bad.
So, Antonio Brown, this is a question that I'm going to pose to you guys. Antonio Brown, June 24th of 2016.
For those who don't know, who's Antonio Brown?
He is a wide receiver for the Steelers. Probably top two or three wide receiver in the league.
Was he on your fantasy team?
Okay. No.
He was on mine.
How'd that work out for you?
Kind of average year for him.
Well, it was better than most, but
He was my top receiver. But
well, yeah.
But like he didn't have crazy numbers that some of the other top receivers had.
Right.
But okay. Sorry, go ahead with the tweet.
Never buy chicken from a gas station.
Nope. Start over.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Wait.
Was that it?
Never buy chicken from a gas station. Is it?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Is there context?
So I pose to you guys, street meat in general. Do you eat it or do you not? Like street meat vendors, hot dog, a euro.
Shane, right in the middle of his segment, it died. So we're going to have to get him on the phone. On the plus side, I didn't know that FaceTime was like free on iPads.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you are on. Sorry. The iPad died. Apple's batteries.
Yeah, because you didn't change it. Anyway, okay. So, are you still recording?
Yes. Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay. So I'm just gonna re-say it all. Street meat in general.
You think he was just shitting himself or something? Like while he's tweeting this?
Yeah.
Like never buy chicken.
Absolutely. 100%.
All right. So, what question were you posing?
Do you guys eat street meat in general? So, you're coming home from the bar, or just in general, and you see a hot dog vendor or a euro vendor. Are you buying that food?
For me, I do not like hot dogs. I cannot remember the last time I ate a hot dog.
Bratwurst.
I'm not a bratwurst guy either. Like,
that's weird.
Like hot like that in general, or sausages. Like I'm just
that's weird. Really?
Just in general, yeah. Not really that type of. I don't know. Maybe that shape of meat. I'm just not a giant fan of. I don't know. But no, I really just don't like the taste of any of those. I'm more of a. I've always been a hamburger guy, but if I see it, there's probably not too many street hamburgers hanging out. So it's like, if there was a street hamburger, I probably would. Euros, I'm okay with a euro. I'd eat a euro. And tacos, I would definitely eat a taco. And I definitely have eaten a taco from like a taco truck.
Taco trucks are different than street meat, though. He's talking about you're walking down the,
yeah, but a taco
the alleyway.
Truck is
and there's some
in the
sketchy,
alleyway.
Sketchy Greek dude who's carving up what vaguely looks like a dog. Like,
that's still... right, but that's still going to... If he's carving up a dog... on the street, or he's carving up a dog in a truck, it's going to be the exact same thing.
So you're eating it. You're eating that dog.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm eating that.
It, dude, for me, it depends on where it is.
I have a tough stomach.
If it's, like, if it's a pretty popular location, like Austin, 6th Street, they have, like, vendors that are Ambrose always there. Always there. I eat plenty of those guys' sausages.
But they also have, dogs running around.
But if I was walking home... from 6th Street. Yeah, you guys like that?
I'll eat all
their sausages. But if you're heading home from 6th Street and I'm on Guadalupe and something and I see a sausage vendor, I'm going to be like, no. No.
Well, yeah.
You, sir, are serving me people. That's the homeless guy that died here last week.
I guess there's a huge difference. If I'm in Mexico,
yo.
I'm not eating street
meat. Okay, and this is all assuming we're in America. Yeah. I'm not eating street meat in a different place.
Yes, right. Like, there's a lot of places I won't eat most of their food.
Yeah, okay,
but
fair
enough. I'm thinking, downtown Chicago, downtown Kansas City, you're leaving the bars, walking to your hotel, or downtown Des Moines.
Yeah.
You know, I'm okay, but I'm not hot dogs.
What about you, Shane?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fucking eat anything. I was in Madison, Wisconsin. It was probably like 4 or 5 years ago.
Probably one of the best places that I've ever partied. In college,
absolutely.
I had a buddy, the same guy that would beat McAfee in a chug-off. He's from Madison.
McAfee style. stop chugging.
I know. Yeah, he retired it. I was just kind of disappointed.
I want to know what his best time is. I
don't know. He's pretty good.
Yeah. So anyway, in Madison, Wisconsin, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, I'm with a bunch of guys that I work with. We're going up to Milwaukee to watch a Brewers game. So we stop in Madison, and we go to this gas station to fill up. I go to the restroom to clear myself, and I go into this bathroom, and there are, like, needles just on the ground. And I'm like, oh, this is kind of weird. So that kind of tells you the place that this gas station was.
I was really wondering where you were going with that, and being like, if there was a guy serving hot dogs out of the bathroom, probably not going to eat that. But continue.
No, but so, obviously attached to the bathroom is this convenience store. So inside of the convenience store, they're serving gyros.
Oh, okay? That's gross.
So,
like,
you best believe.
Do they cut it out of the? Do they cut it in front of
one
you?
One of those gyros.
Do they cut it in front of you, or is it just like a wrap sitting in the freezer or something?
No, like he made it right in front. Like, you could order whatever you wanted, but the place was just sketchy as hell.
Okay. And you survived it?
I still had no problem with it. And I have a very weak stomach. Like, Bacon Fest, I can't eat bacon. Like, I can't do it.
I'm not a real big bacon fan either.
I'm not eating that gyro. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. That gyro that you ate out of the convenience store, I ain't putting it in my mouth.
That gyro? That euro?
It ain't happening.
Yeah, but think about, like, okay, what about that's state gross. Fair no, don't care. Euro?
Yeah, I do that. Dude, a gas station? That there's no laws on gas stations. They do whatever yes, they want.
What about
no,
the,
there's not. Those guys don't listen to laws.
Yes, sir, I was in food safety. There is...
Dude,
100%.
There's no, but none of them listen. Because who is going to have
that last,
time
okay, so what,
to check every gas station?
While on that note, what about the last spinny hot dog on the wheel that looks like it's been there for 3 days?
I ain't eating that either.
Well,
I'm not eating a hot dog from a gas station.
I don't eat hot dogs, so.
Yeah.
If it was like a pineapple brat from Hy-Vee, you best believe that fucker's going in my mouth.
I could fuck with a pineapple brat, I guess. That's one that I can do. That's
Hy-Vee, no free ads, but they make skinless brats. And those are good. Like, a lot of people just have problems with, like, the casing around the brat.
That's my favorite part.
Like,
really?
You get...
You're weird.
I like the crunch. That's why I like them so much.
Yeah.
Me?
Who? Yes, you're weird.
No.
Why am I weird?
I was calling Jordan weird. So this kind of goes into my quote of the day, which I kind of like. So my quote of the week is, my doctor told me I had to stop throwing intimate dinners for four unless I have three other people. That's from Orson Welles. I love that. Talking about some, you know, your portion control in a really funny way. But that makes so much sense. Like, how many people or how many times do you guys sit and, like, pizza's one of them that's definitely, like, you have a pizza or two pizzas that could feed a family of four, and you eat it yourself.
Yeah. See, I kind of view that as like a challenge. Like, if they are like serving size of four, I just kind of laugh. I'm like, you want a fucking bet?
Well, that's true. That's true. See, for me, I could actually have like four full meals set out in front of me, and I have no problem putting them down at all.
Right, that's because you're a man.
Alpha.
I'm a little
alpha.
Boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
This an alpha.
Dude, but
alpha
so
move.
When I'm bulking, I have a lot harder time eating mass quantities of food than I do when I'm cutting.
Like, I think it's because you have to. It's psychological, I think. You have
probably,
to.
Probably,
yeah.
Have to eat I think so. Yeah, I definitely
versus
think that's
like,
true.
Oh, I want to eat it because I normally
yeah.
can't eat it.
Right after I got done with my show, was like the meals I ate. Even I was like, ugh, dude, you got to stop. That's fucking gross.
Oh, yeah.
As I'm shoving more of it in my mouth.
Right.
So, yeah.
Those
I could
be. I always make.
Right
like,
now, that pizza's
I'm
kicking my ass.
I'm completely disgusted by it all. For the rest of the year, I would never do this. But after my show, I always do like a fast food run where like I'll go to like six different restaurants and get like my favorite thing from every single one of them. Like I'll have McDonald's fries and nuggets. I'll have Taco John's six pack and a pound. I'll have Arby's sandwich. I'll have a Burger King double cheeseburger. All like everything that I like from every single. I'll have a churro from Taco Bell, and like then it'll all just sit in front of me, and I'll just eat this fast food meal from hell, and it just delicious you. At the time. Yeah. And then it gets so terrible by the end, and yeah. then I never want to do it again until I'm done with it.
It's funny
show.
You say that. We, my buddy and I, when we were cutting our senior year for wrestling, we had to do a hydration test. So we just, like, we didn't know what we were doing. I was in high school. So I just didn't eat for a week, but I drank a bunch of water. But I kept a list of all the different fast food places and the specific item on that menu that I wanted, like Wiener Schnitzel, hot dogs or whatever, Whataburger fries. And I ate until I almost wanted to puke. My buddy ate until he puked. Oh. And then he kept eating.
I can't. There's no way I could do that.
I don't think I could eat.
Well, yeah, starve yourself for a week and then tell me you can't do it.
Well, that's true. That's why I wasn't a wrestler. I didn't like grappling guys.
Hey.
So we were talking about hot dogs and wrestling dudes.
So Jordan had a comment earlier where he didn't want people's sausages in his mouth. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, no, it was... Okay. It was
no, it wasn't. It wasn't that he didn't
I will
want.
Eat
he would,
all would of eat his all sausages of
yeah,
if it's
all of his
in
yeah.
the right spot.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're way behind, Shane.
Come on, Shane.
No, I was just... No, I commented on it before, and I just wanted to make sure that you realized that as well.
Okay.
Oh, okay, good.
This is what happens when your iPad dies.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. That's on me. Let's get into Jordan. Do you have any...
food for thought.
You got food for thought. Let's see. Let's
and the
see.
One that I have.
Are
I have,
we jumping right into food for thought?
Well, I have to. Yeah, I don't.
It's
kind of
just a
else.
Segment right now. It's not really in the
okay.
podcast.
Well,
okay.
I have two of them anyway. I'm going to say the serious one first because it kind of goes with the topic that we were talking about, meal timing. And so obviously, you know, we landed on optimally if you're training to be a bodybuilder, there are times that you can eat your food that will give you the best result. But there are also going to be times where you may not be able to do that. Like if some of you work really long hours, I know
Pierce
a lot
was
of
shocked by that.
I know that was awesome. Good timing. There's like a lot of people that may work crazy hours at times, and it's hard to get all of the food that you need in during the day. That's, you know, you can eat it all at once. It's not really an excuse to not hit your macros ever.
Right.
You, if you have to do it, you eat everything at 5 a.m. in the morning and then go through your day. If that's what you have to do that day, you
right.
know, so that's my
getting yeah, and that's a really great point because getting your macros and that's the, oh, sorry I, this is going back to the topic of the day. This is one thing that I really wanted to hit on with people is there's a hierarchy of goals that you have to build this pyramid, right? So the number one goal is hit your macros. That's your number one goal for the day. If don't worry about nutrition timing. Don't worry about, there's some people that come up and talk to me about, oh, should I eat this after my workout? Should I hit this after? I'm like, well, is your daily macro, are you hitting your daily macros? And they're like, oh, what's that mean? You don't even count? Okay. So then don't worry about any of that other shit because unless you're tracking what you're eating, none of this other stuff matters. So
right.
the bottom of that goal hierarchy, pyramid
the
is...
Base.
Is hit your macros. Count your, track your macros, hit your macros, know what you're eating.
Yep.
Then, on top of that, then if you have that perfect every single day, then you can worry about timing. And when you worry about timing, if worrying about timing would take over the first goal, don't worry about timing anymore. Like, this is going to Jordan's food for thought. If you're not going to be able to hit your macros while worrying about hitting your nutrition timing, then don't hit nutrition timing and hit your macros. That's the hierarchy of goals. You have to have the most important goal accomplished in order to worry about any other goal nutrition wise. So that's a great point, Jordan. And I kind of took over your food for thought.
No,
but, yes,
but yeah,
that's a huge point. And
no
I'm
excuses.
Glad you brought that up because that's the one thing I wanted to also include in this is that hierarchy of goals. And you can fail by worrying about all of these little minuscule percentage of things when you don't worry about the bulk percentage of what really matters. So,
beautiful.
Okay, go on to the second food for thought.
Second food for thought, way less serious. And I thought of this.
But probably more fun.
Yes. I thought of this because of the show that I'm watching that I told you to watch, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah. Watch it all.
Good? Did you? It's really good, yeah, isn't it?
It's pretty good.
It's, so,
what show?
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Is that good?
I got hooked. It's really good, dude. I like it a lot. It's got really low-key humor.
So, are you a fan of is it Airplane?
Is that the one with, like, the plane that's, like, tied up around the baseball thing?
Yes. Like, it's
super,
super goofy humor, like, super obvious,
way
funny,
over the top,
yeah,
ridiculous.
Over the top, ridiculous humor, and hilarious. Like,
but a lot of really subtle
like that,
things, too.
Right. That's the funny thing, is you have to kind of read into
slip
it.
Slip in.
One of a really funny joke on Unbreakable, right?
Yeah.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is, so, like, this girl is crumbling up divorce papers. And you know how, like, people have different, like, bins for recycling and trash normally?
Yeah.
So she goes over, there's two bins, and one's marked recycling, so she doesn't throw it in that. And the second one has a sign marked crumpled up divorce papers.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just little over-the-top stuff like that that is so subtle but so hilarious to me. I love that kind of humor.
But, so, the main actress, Ellie Kemper is her name, do you ever see, like, some of those actresses that aren't necessarily, like, the smoking hot, like, whatever, but you just want to marry the shit out of them?
Kinda, oh, yeah.
You
know
what I mean? Kind of girl next,
like,
door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
yeah.
She's,
oh,
one of
those.
Fuck,
who is
that's my, that, yeah, dude, that's my
that,
food for thought.
That's your food for
she's
thought.
She's just like,
she,
I want to marry the fuck.
She's your smoke show?
Yeah, out of Ellie Kemper. And just, like, make her dinner every night and treat her right. You know what I mean?
Just take her home to mom, like, and treat her right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. That's
the
girl that you got to find, I feel. That's awesome.
Oh, I love that show.
The other one that I have just been watching, so this might be a segment on its own, Netflix reviews or something.
Oh, dude, I could go for days.
So the other one that I got on was Ozark. Have you seen that?
Oh, God. It's amazing.
It's awesome.
Five episodes. And
I don't have any money. I don't have any money, but it makes me want to launder money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I need to find $5 million so I can launder it. Like, that's what I need to do today.
Dude, I didn't, I don't know, I didn't get it. Everybody went nuts for it. People told me to
watch
it.
Did you watch
it?
Several episodes or just?
Five, and I couldn't finish it.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what I mean,
man. The first one started off a little slow, but then
it jumped right in. No, it jumped right in.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, it was a good show, but I had no desire to finish it.
I loved it. Like, that.
Everybody
I was
does.
Trying to figure out, like, the business behind the whole thing before they, like, could explain it to me. And I was like, how the hell is... And so I kind of pieced it together of what their operation looked like. But, God, I thought it was awesome.
I agree. It's very good.
So, Shane, do you have another food for thought?
I do. Hold on. Sorry. I pulled out my 2005 yearbook, so I've hardly heard, like, anything you guys have said for the past...
Are you looking at...
Okay.
Are you looking
at your
Letterman?
We can't even see it. You know you're not on FaceTime anymore, right?
Right. That's why I'm doing that. So I'm just really ignoring you guys. Anyway, my
Hey, Shane, is your profile public on the... Nobody cares. Keep going.
I didn't say anything, so I got you. Anyway, so because of Jordan's segment last week as far as Alpha or Beta, I watched
Indiana
Jones.
Dude, how was it?
What'd you watch?
I actually was pleasantly surprised.
It's amazing.
I didn't fall asleep.
What'd you watch?
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Oh, yes, actually, yeah, you shot me a snap or a IG message.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and so, thoughts.
And I give it for that era, give it an 8.5 out of 10.
You got to say for that era.
Yeah.
The part where he's, like, dragging behind the truck with his whip going 50 miles per hour, just perfectly fine.
Yep.
Oh, that's almost
that
unbearable.
And
the
coal mining bin scene, where they're, like, jumping bin to bin. And, that one gets a little hard to believe, too.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Right.
But you also got to think it's probably a little hard to believe that the guy just
rips
the
heart
out of the guy's chest, too. But that's the best part.
When was that?
That's the Temple of Doom.
That's
the second one.
You got to see that. That one's next on your list.
Okay, I thought I missed that. Like,
No, that's like iconic. You will not miss that.
Right. So I know of that scene, but I didn't see it. So I'm like, what the fuck did I like? Did I fall asleep?
Damn it!
Yeah. Okay. So here's my food stuff. So pretty much in every action movie, if it's a male featured role, I feel like the man always gets in like two times worth of shit because of a female. So Marion in this movie, who's not even that attractive, isn't attractive at all.
for that era,
for
though,
the 80s,
I'm sure
she's a smoke show.
Maybe. Like, I just don't get it. Like, if you're Indiana Jones, at that point, it's kind of on to the next one, isn't it?
See ya!
Dude, that's why he's the hero.
Yeah, but... you look at, like, James Bond back then, complete alpha movie, and he was always on to the next one. So I see where you're going. Yeah.
Indy gets there. So, he's just got to make it through the movie.
That's true.
What?
I think guys are just stupid, though.
I know it's part of the, you know...
I think a lot of the action hero guys, like, have a dumb part of the movie where they just do something, like, that you would just not suggest
doing.
What
are you thinking?
And then they get themselves in more trouble. And a lot of times that has to do with...
confidence. They're so confident that they know how dumb what they're doing is. And they're like, I got this. And it's not a fucking problem.
But I think a lot of times they do it to appease a female as well.
Right.
Yeah. I see where... it's the D'Angelo in distress that they're trying to save a lot of times, too.
Yeah. And so I watched The Mechanic the other day with Jason Statham. Same thing.
Yeah.
But he was after Jessica Alba, so that's a little different.
So you're okay with that one? So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, you'll have to watch the next one and report back for that one, too.
Well, I do have time tonight.
There you
Boom.
Go.
Boom. Temple of Doom. Get it done.
Do you have any other segments, or did you visit any other gyms or anything?
So I have been going to my gym I'm currently going to that I actually signed up for.
Commitment.
Commitment. Yep. And a lot of it's just because it's cheap.
Oh yeah.
But so do you have a food for thought, or you want me to go into that?
I do not have a food for thought, but I do have a word of the day.
Let's hit your word of the day then.
All right. Yeah. Pierce does not want to hear my word of the day.
Come on,
so,
Pierce.
My word of the day that I heard on a podcast today, which was it came up in interestingly enough, but the word was that I had to look up is didgeridoo.
Wait a minute.
Didgeridoo.
I just said it earlier too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
you're like, wait a minute, I've heard
why
that
have
word.
I heard that word and it came out of your mouth.
So let's go around and see Jordan, any guesses on definition?
Boy, I sure wish I remember the context of when you said it earlier.
Which I did not use it correctly.
Oh, okay. Didgeridoo, I don't know. It's what you call a kangaroo's watch.
I like that.
Yeah.
Terrible guess.
As good as I've got, man.
Shane, any guess from you?
Can you repeat the word, please?
Yep, it's didgeridoo.
Blasphemous accusation.
No, but I like your effort a lot more than Jordan's. No, didgeridoo is a wind instrument. It's long wooden tube and made from a hollow branch. So like a lot of like indigenous tribes, the ones that you see like if you're sitting and you're playing an instrument that's like also like on the ground, that's called a didgeridoo. Look it up. Google image that ish. Yeah, it's very interesting. I think that was the first one I stumped you with.
Yeah.
He didn't know half a lump.
Right.
What?
He didn't know half a lump.
Didn't you, though?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, half a lump was another one? God, I'm good at this game. Yes! All right. So let's get into... Jordan, Shane, did you have another one?
What was I going down
gym,
before?
You're going down the gym path to finish it up here?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, gym review. So, the gym I went to was called Off the Grid Fitness in the Scottsdale, Arizona. So there it's, they do have classes. So I took a class yesterday, so it was all kind of the HIIT class. So it's kind of weird. Like I said to you guys, the picture or whatever.
I don't think I saw
it. It's kind of set up similar to like Craig's gym portion, but they're like class. Their classes all take place in this like, I don't know, 20 by 20 room. So a lot of what they do is TRX band stuff. So I would say as far as the class goes for the HIIT portion of it, it's great. But when you get used to Craig's dynamic with, you know, hitting strength and then endurance, agility, and striking, at the end of it, you know, it's like a 30 or 45 minute class, I don't remember. You know, you're kind of like, okay, now what? You know?
Oh, sure.
So it was.
Let's do this. Now you're probably biased, but let's do a rating for the gym and then a rating for like the training session, the class part of it. So rating the gym, what would you rate the gym out of 10?
Compared like Crave the 10?
Well, I don't know. You tell me. There we go. Okay. So Crave.
With that, you know, I guess like you said, am a little biased. So for those that don't know, like I joined Crave after lifting by myself for like 6 months prior. I mean, I've always been an athlete. I've been involved in rec sports and stuff like that. I just didn't have that passion to lift prior to the 6 months before I joined Crave. So to me, Craig was great because I got that dynamic of that hit as well as the strength portion. So I'm just going to base this off of a scale of 10, 10 being Craig.
I like that scale.
Yeah, I bet you do.
That's my kind of scale.
Right? So as far as the gym goes, they have, it's a little bigger area than Crave. It's very similar as to the amount of people that only go in there to use like the free weights and the machines and stuff like that. So as far as the gym itself, I'd probably get that like an 8. Okay. What I don't like,
kind of a rookie scoring, but that's cool.
Why is that?
You're going to round off to an 8?
No, I'd say an 8.2.
Okay, there we go. Now we have a little. There we go. Now we're
okay.
Now we're swinging.
No, I'm fuck
the
decimals. I'm all about
for that
rounding
8
off.
Is
that's rookie?
That's 8.2.
That's Bush League.
I mean,
that's Bush League. Okay, 8.2. Okay, that's a good score.
So the 8.2 is because they only have 2 squat racks.
Oh, dude, oh. 3 right there. 3, oh. 2, maybe a 2. Yeah, 2 for 2
right.
Squat racks.
So, but the reason for the 8 is nobody really uses them. So, they're open for me.
So, yeah, I feel like that's now a downgrade. I feel like that's a 1.7 because
not
only do you have only 2 squat racks, but you don't have the culture to where people that want to go squat.
Yeah, so I'm not going to give it a 1.7 because I just said decimals
are
dumb. I'll go 1.
I can take what I've learned from Crave and apply it basically anywhere.
So you're going to change the culture.
I like that.
Crave up the place a little bit.
I like that.
Right. So for me, it is, you know, it's like maybe not a lot of people are using them, but as a benefit, not a lot of people are using them.
Once they see how badass you look doing it,
right?
Yeah, right? And trust me, the women in there aren't that bad looking either.
Okay, so then you had to put that into your consideration for your score, too.
Well, yeah, in that case, I mean, I'm not going to go there. I will go there for Lifetime, which is next week's gym review, because I went there as well. I didn't take a class, but... So, Jim, what did I say?
8.2. No, we agreed on 1.
We were 2 out of 3 with a 1. But this is Shane's gym review, so it's 8.2.
We're going to break this into 3, okay?
Okay.
We're going to do this as a gym, We're going to do this as a class, and then we'll do this as culture.
Okay. I like that.
Because, like, where I work nationwide, they're huge on culture, blah, blah, blah. So I'll rate that by itself.
Cool.
So, class, if you compare their hit to just the endurance and agility portion of Crave's thing, Crave's classes, I would say like a 5.2. 5.4.
Okay. Okay.
But
as a whole, you have to include just the class as a whole. Is that a rating?
The class as a whole is like a 2.8.
Okay. So the 5.2 was just because they left out a balanced training regimen.
No, well,
if you had it all equaled. But the class overall was, what did you say,
2.8.
I would say like their class comparative to the endurance and agility portion of Crave is a 5.4.
Okay.
Overall,
so half of the R class. Okay.
Because I'm missing all that stuff, I would rate it like a 2.8.
Okay. Are you sure you didn't just flip 8.2?
No.
All right. So we're at an 8.2 gym and
2.8 class.
2.8 team session.
That's an 11 class. So far out of 20.
And then okay. And then culture.
Culture is a 1.
Ooh, brutal. What made it a 1?
If that. Okay. So a big thing for me, so when I went to Crave, day
out of 100?
Yeah.
Day 2, I want to say. Day 1, even. So when I walked in, you guys knew my name. So, like, when I started taking classes, like, I would take my first class with LG or first class with Alec, and they would come up and, like, introduce themselves. Hey, I'm, you know, LG. You are blah, blah, blah. So
Shane.
Here,
yeah, you're
the
Shane.
Reason,
we know who
the reason for the 1 is, so day 3, they knew my name. Okay, so I walked in. The guy turned around and he's like, "Oh, hey Shane, how's it going today?" You know, etc. So that in itself is the reason for that 1.
Took him too goddamn long.
Him greeting me is a 1 out of 1. Okay.
So that was like, the only thing that they got right.
Right. So like now when I'm lifting in general, I just, you know, I kind of want to be left alone. You know, I have my headphones in, you know, etc. But a cool thing about Crave is, like, everybody kind of knows each other. And granted, I'm new, so it's a little bit different. But even the guys that I see coming in at the same time as I do, like, they don't talk to each other.
But,
you know,
okay,
it's not so much that
try to
I'm
compare
not
it
even
to
involved.
New.
It's like nobody's involved.
Try to compare the culture to when you were new here, though.
I would say it's still a 1 because, like, every, you know, if your form was incorrect, you would have a coach come up and correct that. Okay, so here at the class, the coach is kind of doing the motions with you, so he can't like keep an appropriate eye on you.
Right.
You know, but the people portion of it, like at this gym, everybody's kind of out on their own. Whereas, you know, Crave is kind of like a friendly competition and, you know, all of that stuff. And it, you know, the coaches care. Not that these guys don't. And, you know, I've only taken 1 class, so maybe it's different, but through that 1 class, because of my Crave experience, it's just completely different as far as the culture is concerned.
Sure.
So, like, for me, it's like, I almost want to, as little as I know about fitness, I'm like, hey, like, let me coach 1 class, and then let's see how this goes.
There you go, right? No, that's awesome.
So,
well, thank you for giving the review, and we'll keep those 3 things in mind when we review some of the other gyms that you've experienced here lately.
Yeah,
but thank you.
Like I said,
all.
I went to Lifetime. We'll do that again in another week. There's an Orange Theory close, so I'll probably do that as well. No free ads, but just to compare so people know. I'll be the guinea pig.
Cool. No, that's awesome. But guys, thanks a lot for listening today. I hope you got a lot of information on nutrition timing, and hopefully, depending on what your goals are, you can make the decision to hit your nutrition where you need to hit it. So, again, the big thing that we want to express to everyone is, you know, depending on your goals, a lot of things can change. So the first thing, again, go back to our goals podcast and get some actionable steps to set some goals. But we are out of here. Thanks again for coming in. Remember, please go to subscribe, rate, and review. And anything that you guys put in the review as far as questions and stuff, we will answer on a
podcast.
An upcoming podcast. So thanks a lot, guys.
Peace out.
We'll see ya.
Peace.